Beloved radio friends, greetings in the precious name of our beloved and blessed Lord. With a welcome to the study of God's precious Word, we continue our meditation on that subject which we have just begun, feeding upon Christ. Our scripture is taken from the Word of God in John chapter 6, verses 53 and 54. The Savior saying, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat of the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh, and drinketh my blood, hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Once again we emphasize, it is not physical eating and drinking, but spiritual. The soul, that immaterial part of our being, the inward, the more important part, needs to feed upon Christ in order to obtain eternal life. In our preceding message, we noted in closing three essential facts. We name them. Our Savior refers to his incarnation by the words, "eating of the flesh of the Son of Man." Second, our Savior refers to his crucifixion by the words, "drinking my blood." Third, our Savior refers to his resurrection by the words, ending in verse 54, "I will raise him up at the last day." Now today for our message, let us dwell upon the first fact, the Savior's incarnation. Please note the title that he gives of himself, as the Son of Man. You may have noticed that the Lord Jesus constantly spoke of himself when he was upon the earth as the Son of Man. Now we have many truths for our souls to feed upon in considering this title of his humanity, the Son of Man. First, let us remember, he was God, equal as the eternal Son, equal in the triune Godhead with the Father and with the Holy Spirit. But it was the Son who became flesh according to John chapter 1 and verse 14. He was God manifest in the flesh according to 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. According to Matthew chapter 1 and verse 23, to Joseph the husband of Mary the angel said, "His name shall be called Emmanuel," meaning God with us. My beloved friend, have you ever fed your soul upon this marvelous truth? That the one who was the babe of Bethlehem, the one who was the boy of Nazareth, the man who was the man of Galilee, the man who became the man of Calvary, was God dwelling upon the earth in human form? My beloved, let me say that is a lot for you to think about and feed upon. And not literally, but to meditate in your soul and in your heart and in your mind. He was the Son of Man, who was very God. But also remember, second, he was a perfect man. In the perfection of his life from the manger to the cross, he was what the prophet or the Hebrew writer has written in chapter 7, verse 26. He was holy, he was harmless, he was undefiled, he was separate from sinners. And according to the beloved Apostle Peter, Peter wrote, "He did no sin, neither was there any guile found in his mouth." 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 22. Paul, the beloved Apostle, wrote, "He knew no sin." In 2 Corinthians 5:21, John the Apostle wrote to say, "In him is no sin." 1 John 3, verse 5. Now, my beloved friend, is there not an abundant amount of food for your soul and your heart and your mind? If you and if I will trace that blessed, sinless life of Christ when he was upon the earth, all you need to do is read the gospel through Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John. And if you would like to contemplate one perfect person who has lived upon the earth, and who could and did say, I do always those things that please my Father. Then I beg of you to feed your soul upon Christ and Him alone, for all the rest of us are imperfect. Feed upon Christ. It will do your soul, it will do your heart, it will do your life good. Get into the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, and eat them, and drink in the truth. He was perfectly sinless and spotless through all his life. But also do remember this. Christ is still a man. Let me once again refer to the title, Son of Man. The Lord used it often in Matthew, often in Luke, and in the Gospel of John. And together speaks of himself in those three Gospels as the Son of Man 53 times. Why this special title? My beloved friend, it is because of his glorious headship as man over all humanity. A universal headship that he is still retaining, and it will be his forever. Permit me to present an amazing truth about him. Even though he passed through death, rising again from among the dead, do you remember that when the disciples saw him in the upper room, they were terrified and afraid when Jesus stood in their midst that first resurrection day? They thought it was a ghostly apparition, a spirit, until he said to them, Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones as ye see me have. And he showed them his hands and his feet. My beloved, may I state, the blessed Lord Jesus still bears the form of humanity. He is, amongst all mankind, the Son of Man. But think of it further, my friend. He went back to heaven with that body. He sat down on the right hand of God. Listen to the inspired words in Hebrews 1 verse 3 saying, When he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. My friend, listen. Think it through. That same Jesus as a man, the very God-man that he is, but as a man, in the body of his humanity, is now seated on the right hand of the throne of God. Now, beloved, let me say very bluntly, frankly, no other human person has ever sat there. 'Tis the Son of God himself, with the title Son of Man above all humanity, that deserves to be there and is there. Oh, let me go even further. Think of Stephen, the first martyr of the church. When being full of the Holy Ghost, we find him looking steadfastly into heaven, and he saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and he said, Behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God, Acts 7, 55 and 56. How many other scriptures tell us that Christ, the Son of Man, is still in his human body, and in heaven above, glorified? May I go further to state again, my friend, this is something for your soul to feed upon. There isn't another man in the whole universe like that. However, one more thought, if you please. When the Savior comes again back to the earth, he's coming back as the Son of Man for the whole world to know who he is. That the one who was the babe of Bethlehem, the boy of Nazareth, the man of Galilee, the man of Calvary, and now the man in the glory, when he comes back, listen to the prophetic words that he spoke in Matthew 26 and verse 64, as he told the impious rulers of Israel who sentenced him to death, Hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Yes, as John well wrote in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7, Every eye shall see him. And as man, he will prove himself to be the worthy King of kings and Lord of lords to reign over the earth when he returns. My beloved, don't you believe that the world is looking for the right man? Well, sometimes I'm sorry to think that many of them are looking for the wrong man. But they want a man to lead them out of the wilderness of sin. Oh, I recall very vividly, coming to my mind at this very moment, the expression of a man, a leading attorney in the city where I lived, with whom I was laboring over a certain problem. Speaking of the conditions of the world, he said, "We need a Moses to lead us out of the wilderness the world is in." My beloved, you need somebody better than Moses. But that man is the Lord Jesus Christ. My beloved, this is something for you and for me to feed upon. The Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, said the Savior in Matthew 16, verse 17. But may I go a little further? The Lord Jesus' man will reign until all of his enemies are under his feet. And in the universe of God, his title, Son of Man, connects him with its universal headship. For we read that God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, and of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2, verse 9 through 11. My beloved friend, let me ask you, do you do any eating? Do you feed your soul on this blessed man? The one who, though he was in the form of God, humbled himself to become your Savior and mine? This is what it means to eat the flesh of the Son of Man. My soul seeks to apprehend that wondrous fact. God the Son became man to be the Savior of the world, coming from heaven to be the bread of life. And Jesus said, "I am the bread of life, and he that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst." John 6, verse 35. My beloved, I ask the question, are you eating of that bread? Have you believed that Jesus Christ came to save you? Oh, blessed Father, in the power of the Spirit, convict and convert any precious soul without the Savior now, and save them for Jesus' sake. Amen.